flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, John, I know it was a question late in the week. Would you watch Championship Weekend? Carson Anderson talked about it. I know Valeni and Rico were poking and asking. You and I were going to watch. I mean, that's the job.
Mm-hmm.
But we also love football.
Yeah.
And we watched. Now, it doesn't mean we liked it. Doesn't mean it was.
I'm not going to be honest with you. It was a much tougher watch than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I got angry that the Lions weren't playing in that game. And it has nothing to do with the final score, right? The 55, the Washington Commanders were taking chances in the third and fourth quarter because they had to try and get back in the game, and none of them paid off. And they all paid off for the Eagles because they got short field. They were able to, you know, convert those into touchdowns, and the game just got out of hand. But watching that game, and I don't know if the Lions win that game with the injuries that they suffered on defense, but I do know it would have been a Ford Field. The place would have been bonkers. They would have had an advantage there. And I just feel like I was just angry that the Lions weren't in it.
I don't know that the Lions beat the Eagles with the injuries. I do know they should have been there. Watching the Eagles gash the Commanders on the ground, that could have been us. Should have been us. Should have been Gibbs. Gibbs should have had a 60-yard run. Gibbs should have been fed from the very first series of the game. The Lions committed too many turnovers. We said it on Monday. Clearly, that's what did them in. Look what happened to Washington. They commit a bunch of turnovers. They lose the game. Like, the Lions should have been playing in the NFC title game. And that's what made it so hard. And it's why if someone didn't watch it, I mean, buddy, I get it.
Yeah.
I don't know what you did instead. Maybe you fill us in. But I did. I did watch. And it just reinforced that the Lions should have been there. They shouldn't have committed 5 turnovers. And they should have fed Gibbs. And they should have played the Eagles. And, John, maybe they lose. And maybe that sucks. And we just delayed the inevitable for a week. But at least they would have been hosting that NFC title game.
Well, and it would have felt like they would have
held serve.
Lost to, well, they would have lost to a contemporary. Yeah. And I don't want to sit there and say the Eagles were better. But they would have lost to somebody that we had talked about as good. They were in the power surge almost all season long. And the Washington Commanders, they were always that team that was kind of on the periphery. Maybe I didn't give them enough respect, and I think none of us gave them enough respect in that week leading up to their visit to Ford Field. But with a rookie quarterback, I mean, they made him look like a rookie quarterback. One of the best rookie quarterbacks that we've seen in a long time, but he still made some mistakes, made some errors. They forced some things on him, and could that have been just playing in Philly? Sure. He's played there before. It's not like it was the first time for him.
It was tough. It was tough because I felt like, hey, they got to do their little double-digit thing. The Philly fans now get to celebrate, and that was our opportunity a week ago.
Yeah, that was 32 points.
That's a...
It's a
party all night long is what it is. And those fans now get to go to the Super Bowl. And I think that's part of what makes it painful, too, is you envisioned that we would be having those shows and having those feelings and having those emotions and talking with you guys about all that. And we're not. And last weekend is another painful reminder of it. So maybe pain is the emotion, maybe sadness, anger, if you're angry, because, damn it, at least you should have been in the game to find out. Where were you at? 248-539-9797. But that was only half of the championship weekend. The other half, boy, that was theater. Chiefs, Bills, back and forth.
Did it live up to your expectations?
Yes. It was controversial. We can get to that too. But that's what you'd miss out on if you just opted out of watching football over the weekend. Is that's Allen and Mahomes and it's fourth quarter and it's drama, right? I mean, that's why I didn't stay away. Because I still love football. If I stayed away because the Lions weren't in the Super Bowl,
yeah,
I would have never watched a Super Bowl in my life. I would have only watched one right. NFC championship or championship weekend in my life. I wasn't going to opt out of the weekend.
And we'll discuss as we get closer to the Super Bowl, those that are going to watch and those that aren't, but it's still the biggest sporting event of the year.
Yeah.
It is every single year. And I think most people will eventually watch that game because, like you mentioned, it's not the first time the Lions haven't been in the Super Bowl. In fact, they've never been to the Super Bowl.
Pushing about 60.
Only an NFC team.
Yeah.
I do think that there's... Did you watch that Eagles-Commanders game with as much enthusiasm as you normally would watch an NFC championship game? That's the big thing.
Not even close. If you normally... if your team's in it, it's a 10 out of 10. Most years, your team's not in it. You're probably still looking at it with a 7 out of 10 interest level, right?
Right. Well, and you're looking at it with a perspective of, okay, what do we have to do to be one of these teams? And that's the frustrating part is you felt like the Lions did everything that they had to do to be one of those teams.
I was probably a 2 or 3. Just, hey, it's football. I am curious to see how the game goes. It probably is only going to make me more angry, but...
Yeah, and before that game kicked off, I had the realization that there's only 3 football games left in this season.
Great point.
And now all of a sudden there's only 1 game left. And we're going to be left fiending for football very shortly after. We're already are here in Detroit, but shortly after the Super Bowl is over, what do we do now? We have to wait for free agency. We've got to wait for the draft. We've got to wait for, and every little bit of information that's coming out about, rookie mini camps and OTAs. But it was a tough watch.
Ticket texters. What Championship Sunday showed me is the Lions have a lot of work to do to get there and win that game. Philly has the best GM in football and realizes you need trenches on the defensive side of the ball, not signing hurt players like Brad Holmes does.
Well, I think the Christian Mahogany signing and draft has worked out well. I think the J-Mo, I know people want to throw him under the bus because of things that have happened, outside of the injury, but... That's been a pretty good draft.
D from Detroit, fellas, WTF, Philly put up 55, something we could and should have done to Washington. This sucks. My wife and I are huge fans, season ticket holders. I didn't watch a snap of football yesterday. I couldn't bring myself to do it.
I think that first text is very interesting because even though when you look at what the Lions did against the Commanders, that's one where without the 5 turnovers, you kind of believe that they could have been in that, 47, 52, maybe 55, just like we saw, Washington do. I mean, it was 31 with 5 turnovers.
I know they had 200 rushing yards and we left thinking they didn't run it enough. I mean, there were plays to be made. They shot themselves in the foot repeatedly. I mean, I don't think there's any toes left.
No feet left.
No foot left either. It's just a hole in the ground. They had their chance, and that's what sucks, is it could have been them. Texter says, I didn't watch the NFC Championship game. I had the AFC on as background noise. I'm not watching the Super Bowl. What a terrible matchup in New Orleans.
Yeah, I mean, if you look on social media, you'll see a lot of the memes of the only people rooting for Kansas City are in Kansas City. The only ones rooting for Philly are in Philly. Everyone else is hoping for a meteor to hit.
Can I say something unpopular?
Oh,
It's never stopped me before.
It's not new.
These two teams played a really good Super Bowl a couple years ago. Like, really good. Like, one of the all-time Super Bowls, right? These are two good defenses. These are two well-known coaches. These are two well-known quarterbacks. They could have done a lot worse. But for everyone that says this is a boring, stupid, lousy Super Bowl matchup, why'd the league rig it to be this then? Maybe it's not rigged, is kind of my point.
Right. Yes.
But there are a lot of people who feel that way, John. They do. And we took
phone calls. Well, because the logo was Kansas City colors.
Well, and there were controversial calls. I don't believe the league is rigged. We can take those phone calls as well. If you did watch the AFC title game, you may have left feeling a type of way. Nobody likes Kansas City winning. I was rooting for Buffalo, like I think a lot of people were rooting for Buffalo. But at the end of the day, Buffalo had the ball in the fourth quarter, down three, and didn't make the plays.
Right, and that's you're looking at when Kansas City scored their last touchdown. I looked at it and I said, they're leaving way too much time on the clock for Josh Allen. And I thought Josh Allen was going to put this was the opportunity for him to have that moment, that drive, that the ability to overcome, whether it's Arrowhead, it's Patrick Mahomes, it's Andy Reid, it's the Kansas City Chiefs. He was given on a silver platter the opportunity to go score and win that game.
Mahomes only settled for a field goal. Allen's turn to go score a touchdown. You're the league MVP. Look, you want to say he got that fourth down, that fourth and inches call by a third of a football, I think is what Gene Steratore said on the broadcast. I would simply say, I understand that. But if we're talking about a third of a football, we're not talking about a criminal call. We're not talking about a grave injustice. The other one that people are focusing on is Xavier Worthy. The simultaneous possession, which by rule goes to the offense. So I'm not really seeing the fix in. I'm seeing a team fall short again. That, to me, was the bigger story than Buffalo was cheated out of going to the Super Bowl. They cheated themselves by not making enough plays late in that football game. And again, I'm rooting for them. I'm not happy that it's Kansas City again. But it is Kansas City again, and I don't think it's because of some larger league conspiracy. John, if the league was going to rig the Super Bowl, you know who would be in the Super Bowl?
The Lions.
The Lions, the most watched team in the NFL, would have been in the Super Bowl if they were rigging this thing right.
Yeah. Well, they're waiting for next year, though, because the Super Bowl logo has the Lions colors in it.
I don't know if that's official. I brought it up earlier. It is blue.
Oh, you're not? You thought that you might have been?
I might have been duped, but so people have been leaking or sharing or maybe wishing that next year's Super Bowl logo will be blue.
Yeah, my point is, when do they actually release the quote-unquote official Super Bowl logo?
I don't know.
Yeah, you trolled us with that earlier.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Yeah, what does Wikipedia say? Yeah.
Shut up. Are you with me, though? Like, if the league was going to rig this, would you not put likable Dan Campbell, underdog Detroit, the most watched team in the league? Would they not be there if this was truly scripted television?
Yeah, it's not scripted. The season's not scripted. Who ends up in the Super Bowl is not. Now, you could argue that there are teams that have the quote-unquote benefit of the doubt in regards to calls that are made, and that argument would lead you to think that it's Kansas City, it's you can't breathe on Patrick Mahomes, or it's going to be a penalty, and it always happens at the most critical moments because they need a big-time conversion on third and long, and all of a sudden they're gifted a first down. Like, you could make that argument. I don't buy into it, but you could make that argument.
I get it. The Chiefs are nauseating. Trust me, guys. I'm right there with you.
I'm not nauseated by him.
That's fine, but most people are. And I get it. There's a fatigue factor. Allen is the new blood and variety, and he's the MVP. You want to see Allen, right?
Why do we get exhausted? Okay, yeah, maybe I wanted to see Josh Allen. I wanted to see the Bills get their Super Bowl. But why do we have fatigue by watching something that could be historic? Something that we could look back on and say, I got a chance to watch Patrick Mahomes. We got a chance to watch Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was alive.
It was unbelievable. And I had a chance to watch Kobe Bryant. And it was unbelievable. We have a chance. I had a chance, and you did, I know, because you were alive at this time, to watch Tom Brady with the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick. Now we're getting a chance to watch Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Why do a lot of people sit there and hate on something that is great?
These are phenomenal questions. We have phones to get to, including someone who said Championship Sunday made them feel better as a Lions fan. I can't wait to hear that. It's 97.1.
Hey, a personal injury attorney of any sort is, in fact, personal. And injury attorney David Feminino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is also dedicated to ensuring that all that you get all the medical care that you need to put your life back together after an accident. You need an attorney who's going to make it personal, and that attorney is David Feminino. If you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell them about David Feminino and tell them to call 855-65-CRASH or go to the website getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Nance, Romo, Sterator. Fourth down, gotta have it. Bills maybe got it by a third of a football. Ruled short. And this is being used as like latest evidence that the league has it out. They're trying to help the Chiefs. It's a third of a football. That's a 50-50 call. Do I think it was criminal? No. Do I think too many people are rolling up with the Wambulance today? Yes. Do I think Josh Allen had the ball in the fourth quarter after Mahomes settled for a field goal? Yes. The Bills lost. Are we allowed to just say the Bills lost? Or they had to be cheated. It had to be a conspiracy. The league has rigged this for the Chiefs. I don't understand this. If the league was rigged, the Lions would be in the Super Bowl. If the league was rigged, the most popular, most watched team with a likable coach and an underdog story would be in the Super Bowl. The league's not rigged. Do I think bias is there? Do I think stars get calls? Yes. I'm not new to sports. Do I like that? No, I don't particularly like that. Am I kind of rooting for the Bills in that spot? Yeah, of course. I want to see Josh Allen get to the Super Bowl. I want some variety. But I don't think it's rigged. I don't think the Bills were robbed or cheated. But that may have been one of your takeaways, if you watched it all. And I know there were Lions fans who said they could not bring themselves to watch Championship Weekend. If you didn't, let us know what you did. If you did, what were some of your takeaways? 248-539-9797.
Well, here's the thing about that, you know, whether they converted or not on fourth and short. One official comes in, and it looks like he's marking it as a first down.
Yep.
Another official comes in and is marking it as short. I would love to hear from the officiating crew or from the NFL, how do they go about deciphering who gets the spot?
I mean, I think the head ref has to hear him out and make the decision, right?
Well, I would think so, but you know, what's the argument for the guy that is standing there with the first down? What's the argument of the guy that's standing there short of the first down?
Yeah. Right?
Who had a better view of the ball?
Yeah,
who wins? Like that is
well,
it can be very arbitrary, right?
And what's the solution? We put a chip in the football? Like, we got to do better because there's too many of these things. Like what now with the tush pushes and these QB piles, it isn't, we could all acknowledge, really hard to get those calls right. Correct?
Yes. Especially when, I mean, you're talking about guys that are, you know, if that this play, and it did happen right midfield, you know, in terms of left of right, and you've got one guy coming in from one side, one guy coming in from the other side. So they're, you know, 25 yards away from where this actually happened.
Right.
A lot of moving parts are happening at the same time.
We'll get to TJ Lang at 9:02. He'll be in studio for the final hour of the show to talk about these games, what it meant for the Lions, and what the Lions are doing with their coaching staff. Let's get to the phones and get to Roy in Toledo. Roy, you're on 97.1.
Good morning. Yeah, I was kind of using the NFC game as therapy because once my Lions were not going to make it to that Super Bowl, I was looking for the Jaden Daniels best rookie year ever thing, and I was banking on that. And actually, I was hoping for a Bills Commanders because, you know, Buffalo doesn't have one, and Jaden Daniels could have advanced one of the best seasons ever historically. Having said that, I didn't watch the AFC one, so I will be watching the Super Bowl in reverse. I'll be watching for the food and for the commercials, and I am gung-ho for spring training.
John is counting down the days. You are not alone.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a matter of moments.
Yeah. 3 weeks here?
Yeah. The 12th.
Yeah. He said he was rooting for the Commanders because then you could have explained what the Lions did as, well, that guy was on an all-time run. I don't know. If the Commanders had made a run, I would have said, no, they should never have even advanced. The Lions effed up royally. I would have just, if the Commanders beat the Eagles, I would have thought the Lions could have beat the Eagles. And therefore, the Lions could have been in the Super Bowl. There was a no win, right? Because the Commanders also lost, and I felt like Lions should have beat the Commanders because they weren't very good. It just was going to be a depressing NFC title no matter how you sliced it. Mark in East China, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how are you guys?
Are you? Where is East China?
We're south of Port Huron.
Okay.
Right on St. Clair River.
Okay. Just want to clarify, this wasn't an international call. Yeah.
Pardon me?
I just was clarifying this was not an international phone call. It's irrelevant. Go ahead and make your point.
No, no. I just want to know why Patrick Mahomes was so mic'd up throughout the whole game, and then you didn't hear anything from Josh Allen. It's like Patrick Mahomes like singing in a choir all game, and then you hear nothing from Josh Allen.
I mean, some of that is...
line of scrimmage, calling plays.
Sure. Well, some of that's the boom mic. I don't know who was mic'd up during the game. And Josh Allen may have said, I don't want to be mic'd up.
Okay.
So I don't necessarily read into much there in regards to who we were hearing more of at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Guys, the NFL didn't want the Bills players to hear Josh Allen on the field.
A conspiracy.
Guys, it's not rigged, but I do think the Chiefs do get favorable calls, benefit of the doubt, championship material, superstar. Very reminiscent of watching Michael Jordan play with the Bulls for me.
Sure, I buy that.
I just thought Josh Allen played on a field this year where he was the MVP and deserves the same treatment. And I personally think it was a first down when he ran the ball. And when you have the game analyst in-game who usually doesn't go against a ref say that he thought a third of a football got it, I think the bigger one was a play before that. I think Kincaid had the first down easily.
On the third, they threw it out to him?
Yeah. They just didn't get favorable spots. Like I said this earlier, I'll say it again. I believe if Patrick Mahomes had either of those plays running their offense, that they would have got the first down. That's the benefit of the doubt that they get.
Okay. Do you think the right team won?
I don't know. I think if the Bills get that first down there on either third or fourth down that I thought were first downs, they had a chance to go down the field and go up 8 or 9.
Nine if they
went for the cost of two.
Yeah.
The analytical new thing that people have been putting into the game.
They went for the cost of two early in the game, and it bit them in the backside as the game continued to go on. They were chasing points in the first half. That's not on Patrick Mahomes.
Look, I'll say this. On that two-point conversion, the Chiefs knew he was running to the left guard.
Yeah.
That was the Chiefs out-coaching the Bills. But there were some plays last night, and I think especially the spots, where I just think that they get a break that other teams don't.
I could.
That's not new in sports, by the way.
No, I was going to say, it's not new. I don't like it. You want everyone to be officiated the same way. I think it irks you. It irks me. I still feel like the better team won. Kincaid should catch the ball. You know what I mean? Like, go make the plays. Both teams are tied in the fourth quarter. One kicks a field goal, leaves the door open for the other. The other team doesn't get any points. To me, it's not some injustice that the Bills were eliminated. I feel like it was.
I don't think it's injustice either.
The better team won.
I don't know about that. I believe if a 50-50 call went the Bills' way, that we might have had a different outcome.
You don't know that the Bills are going to finish that drive
exactly.
With any points.
I don't know. That's why.
Because they're still playing against the Kansas City Chiefs.
As John says, I'd love to see it play out.
And, I mean, last I checked, Patrick Mahomes doesn't play defense, right?
Exactly.
Not yet, anyway.
Yeah. I mean, some of the stuff last night that was challenging the Bills was that they went up against one of the best defenses they've gone up against all year. They went up against them earlier, you know. I mean, the Chiefs had to score over 30 points for the first time all season to win that game last night.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right about that. Which, do we give them credit for doing that? Scoring their season high in their biggest game at home?
Well, the refs gave them, you know.
I know. Let's get to Brian in Ann Arbor. Brian, you're on 97.1.
Look, the NFL is not rigged. I think that Allen probably got the first down, but that's such a tight call. Had they called it that he got the first down, it would have stuck too. Now, I think that there's probably technology out there the NFL should embrace if they just don't for no reason other than cost. So, you know, you can probably put sensors in the balls. There's got to be something out there, maybe different angles, sky judge. There's a way. There's a way. I mean, if we can download an app on our phone and see where everybody is at all times, I'm pretty sure the bazillion-dollar machine that is the NFL can fix it. Like you guys said, there is no short history of star players, better teams, getting preferential calls, being on the other side of, you know, calls. The Bills have gotten them too. Just like the Lions, it used to feel like was on the receiving end of every bad call in the history of man. Well, they've been on the other end of it since the team has gotten better. They just have. If we're not admitting that, we're not being honest. And with, you know, the Mahomes, you know, the late hits and stuff like that, you know, with that, I honestly think that we are just witnessing a quarterback who has just mastered modern quarterbacking in the NFL. Quarterbacking looks different than it did 20 years ago. Mobility and running is a big part of it. His reaction time is so much quicker than everybody else on the field. He's doing that little stutter step, you know, right before he goes out of bounds or doesn't go out of bounds, or he times his slide perfectly, where he's reading the defenders to see if they're going to come in and hit him. He reacts quicker. He draws the flag. He's found a little bit of like a gray area or a loophole.
Yeah.
And then he's just mastered. And, you know, I don't know what the fix is for that. I mean, if it's me and I'm a defensive player, let me be clear. I'm not saying you do anything dirty. I'm not saying you hurt the guy. I'm not saying you try to hurt him.
No.
But I'm thinking back to when the Lions played Chicago earlier in the year.
Same.
And if you remember, Caleb tried to do that little Mahomes stutter step, and Jack Campbell de-cleated him. Well, you do that once or twice. You're going to think about doing that again.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not saying you heard
anybody. No. Brian, I know exactly what you're saying, and I've heard other people articulate the same point. It's the concept of an old option football. Even if he pitches it, you make him feel it. If he's going to invite contact around the sideline, you can make him feel it without doing anything, you know, over the line. Your takeaways. Ticket text phone calls from Championship Sunday. It's 97.1. A lot of people upset the Chiefs won. They're upset at officiating. Why? And then, of course, you have the Lions fans watching that NFC title game thinking, should have been us.
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Let's get to the phones. Joel in Harrison Township, good morning.
Hi, how you guys doing?
What's good.
Good. So, just starting off, I'm going to say I didn't even plan on watching the games this weekend. I had sort of a sour taste in my mouth, as you'd expect from that Lions game. But I was heading out to do some ice fishing on Lake St. Clair, grabbed my iPad. I was with a few buddies, and all we could talk about towards the end of that game, that Washington game, when it started getting away from them, is how the Lions would have beat the brakes off the Eagles, in my opinion. I know it's a pretty bold statement, but I just had one other thing I wanted to slide in here regarding the NFL being rigged. Yeah, you'd have to be, like, the same type of person that says the moon landing is fake. I mean, there's so many millions of people involved in that organization. And for one person over the years to not even say a peep, I just don't agree with that at all.
So there's a lot that I want to ask you. First, I want to start with, how was the day on Lake St. Clair? How did you do?
Good. We caught a couple small perch, nothing crazy, but, you know, it's more just about getting out there and getting out of the house after being all cooped up this winter.
Sure. I get that. How was the ice?
Good. It's real thick out there. If there's anyone looking to get out there, it's about over in, like, that Fairhaven area up towards the north end of the lake. It's about 9 to 12 inches ice. There's guys with trucks out there.
Oh, wow.
I saw a few full-size F-150s. They got machines.
Sweet.
It's full force up there.
Okay, so now I want to get to the football side of things. You honestly believe, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but what made you believe, I guess is the better question, that if the Lions were playing against the Eagles with the way that the Lions defense was banged up, that they would have beat the doors off the Eagles?
So I guess it's in a sense for me of like being back in the same spot again. I had this feeling in me just by the way, you know, the Eagles played great and they capitalized on every opportunity that Washington gave them, you know, the turnovers, We gave up five. That's what lost us that game. But overall, I just think we would have not fumbled that spot being there again. And we just didn't have the opportunity to, you know, get that done this year, which is very sad. But I just think being in that spot again, the Lions would have not gave that up at one bit.
It's so tough because they just gave up the five turnovers.
Yeah,
the game
they fumbled
before.
That spot before they even got there.
Yeah. You know, it's.
I would have loved to see, to your point, I would have loved to see. Now, Philly throws up 55 on the scoreboard and does it in dominant fashion. Part of me thinks we may have just been doing the same show a week later where the season ended before anybody was ready for it to be over.
Would it have been easier for you to accept if they got to the same place they did last year and still came up short?
What's the right answer here? I don't know, John.
No, I mean, I ask you an impossible question because there's no answer for it because we didn't get a chance to see it.
On one level, you're right there again, and you're at home, and you feel as close. That to me would feel closer to the Super Bowl even than the year before, right? Because it's at home. Now you're probably not getting a 17-point lead. It's so tough. How do they lose that game? Is it at the very end, or is it 55?
Never thought they were going to have a 17-point lead in San Francisco.
Is it 55-23 that I have to endure? I mean, is that what I'm signing up for if they advance one more week? I don't think it would be that bad, but
no.
Guys, don't drive yourselves nuts trying to figure this out. Pretty simple. It would have been the Lions' run defense, which was one of the better in the league, against the Philly run offense.
Yeah.
And was the Lions' run defense going to be able to hold up
against Saquon
and
that offensive line?
Odds are probably not.
Do you know what Philly did?
Probably better than yesterday, I would say, by the Commanders.
Do you know
they're at home?
Philly in the red zone was 7-for-7. I mean, they were just on a mission.
Seven rushing
man.
Touchdowns that tied the postseason record or whatever, right?
Yeah. We'll address
this. 1943.
We'll address it a little more with Overreact Jims at the end of the hour. Let's get to Heather's news.
Well, dozens of people are now piecing their lives back together after a fire over the weekend destroyed their apartment complex in St. Clair County. Actually, Jim, it happened in East China Township.
Oh, wow.
Right where, yeah,
twice
not international.
In one show?
Exactly, yes. This fire ripped through the apartment complex, Bree Manor Apartments, in East China Township on a Sunday morning. And thankfully, everybody who lived there was able to make it out of the building, and they're going to be okay. I think some did suffer burns and, you know, smoke inhalation, but they're going to be okay. Firefighters, however, say that weather made it really difficult. It was so cold to fight the flames, and the building was deemed a complete loss. So now there's a lot of families without anything. The American Red Cross is working to find housing for those who have been displaced. And the cause of the fire so far is unknown, but sources say it could all go back to a candle that may have started
of
this. Unsure, though. Can you imagine that? If that was your apartment and you had this candle going and you're the cause of burning the whole building, how awful you would feel. But that's not for sure yet. Listen to this. Scientists have developed concrete that can melt snow on its own. These researchers at Drexel University have developed this concrete that can, you know, enhance safety during icy conditions and also avoid some environmental and cost concerns associated with traditional road salt. So researchers created this concrete that's mixed with this paraffin wax that, I guess, as it expands or contracts, it releases heat and then kind of can melt all the snow that lands on top of it. They do say, you know what, it doesn't work effectively 100% of the time, but it does do a lot of good and it will work effectively more than 50% of the time during their like 3-year study on it. So pretty cool. They say, you know what, this could be something maybe people should consider, some lower costs of maintenance and salt.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
who knows?
Could be awesome.
Fewer slips and falls and all that stuff could be great. Yeah,
you don't have to shovel anymore.
Well, some people have those heated driveways. That's sweet.
That's fancy.
Very fancy.
Yeah, what it must be to live like Stoney.
I know, exactly. Heated driveways, moats, helicopters. Uh-huh. Yeah. Goodness gracious. So the CIA has announced that it now believes COVID most likely originated in a lab rather than from a natural event. However, the intelligence agency did caution that it had low confidence in their own conclusion, but that is kind of, they haven't never really said what they thought. Did it come from, you know, a person being infected by an animal? Did it come from a lab? They never once said their true belief. So now they're saying, yes, it did. They believe most likely originate in a lab. Anyway, following that announcement, China is saying, no way, a lab leak is extremely unlikely.
Of course.
Yeah. So an elementary school principal in Florida was arrested after throwing this like massive rager, a huge party that included an elementary school teacher and more than 100 students. And it, like I said, it wasn't just like a casual, like, hey, come on, let's get together and have some fun. It was like a huge party with a lot of booze. Authorities say that one minor was arrested for a DUI after leaving the party, and another had to be treated by EMTs after they suffered what is being called an alcohol-related medical event on the principal's front lawn. No word okay. exactly how old these Jeez. Students were. Obviously, one drove there, so they were at least 16 or maybe younger.
I was gonna say, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? The principal was charged with child neglect, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and holding an open house party. Teacher also charged with similar charges, both placed on administrative leave. Yikes.
That's crazy.
Oh my gosh. If you go to the bathroom for like your own like private time, like to get away from the children for a moment, doctors are telling you, hey, you know what? That's okay, right? Like go in there, shut the door, but you shouldn't spend too much time actually sitting on the toilet. So there was this recent study that warns that you shouldn't sit on the toilet for longer than 10 minutes.
Why?
Gravity.
Yeah, exactly. It's all a gravity problem. Prolonged toilet time is connected to weakened pelvic muscles and an increased risk of hemorrhoids. It's all the gravity. The longer you sit, the more blood rushes to that area. So if you go, I guess, don't actually sit down the whole time you're in there. Doctors are saying just don't bring your phone. Don't bring a book. Don't bring whatever else you bring in there to occupy your time. Because you should just do your business and get out.
What am I, caveman? No phone? Who's going to the bathroom without a phone these days?
Or you can go in there and hide and not even have to use the bathroom. You just leave the seat down and sit there and enjoy a little solitude.
Yes. Shut the door.
Don't have to worry about gravity. Just use it as a seat.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Heather with the news. Overreact Gyms next, 97.1.